Welcome to Shomachshav Anadav, Shiras Pants of Nishmas Aram Yaakov Shalom, and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding a psalm that Kuf Yudches. The Gemara Amud Aleph speaks in length about the difficulty of Parnoso, of Mizoinis. The Gemara compares it to a Leidol, the Gemara compares it to a Geula, the Gemara says it's compared to Kriyas Yamsuf. And we have to understand what's exactly the reason the Parnoso is compared to these things. In addition, the Gemara brings in the middle over there, that Adam HaRishon, in the beginning, Kadosh Baruch Hu told him that he's going to eat from the field, so he started crying because he felt that him and his animal were eating from the same place. Then the Torah told him, you're going to have to earn your living, you have to toil on your living. So then he was happy. We have to understand what was the Havimi Maskana of Adam HaRishon, especially that the Bezeh Sapecha Toich Alechem came as a punishment once he did the chait. Before the chait, there was no Bezeh HaSapecha. So once he had the chait and he got the punishment of Bezeh HaSapecha Toich Alechem, now Nocha Daitar, now he's happy? What does this Gemara mean? So we'll start with the Gemara says, the Koshim is Zerizav Shal Odom Ke Kriyas Yamsuf. Why are we comparing it to Kriyas Yamsuf? The Rif on the Inyankov and the Bnei Yodo both say a similar idea. That the reason why Kriyas Yamsuf was so hard is what the Gemara tells us in Amud Beis. The Gemara Kuf Yudches Amud Beis tells us that Am Yisrael wore Ketanei Amana. They didn't really believe. They went into Kriyas Yamsuf with a lack of bitachon. So that's why it was so difficult to do for the Kriyas Yamsuf, because Akshmov is not doing a miracle for someone who doesn't really believe in it. And based on what the Ben Yodah says, this is really the problem of Parnasa. Because a person works hard, he feels he's the one doing the Parnasa. That's why it's so difficult for Akash Baruch Hu to give him Parnasa, because he doesn't really have bitacha, doesn't really know that the Parnasa is coming from Hashem. He thinks it belongs to him. So therefore, that's the problem with the difficulty. And to explain this a little more, the Maharal tells us in Nesiva Avoyde Perek Yudches, the Parnasa is the highest level that comes straight from Hashem. And the reason that is so is because every creature in the world needs Parnasa. When the Gemara tells us over here that Geula could be done by a Malach, Yaakov Inu said, Amalach HaGoy Eloisi, Geula could be done by a Malach, could be by a lower level. Because a Malach has the ability to do Geula, he doesn't need Geula for himself. But Parnasa, to sustain a creature, every creature in the world needs it. This is one of the Mefteches, as the Gemara tells us in the beginning of Tainis, that Loinim Su'ula to anybody else. Yisroel did not give the power to give Parnasa, he's the only one who's able to give Parnasa. Meaning, Parnasa needs to come from the highest place in the world, from the highest level of connection to Hashem. That's where Parnasa comes. And Reb Tzadik HaKohen, Machshav Eschorus, Ois Yudches, tells us that that's the comparison of the Kriyas Yamsuf to Parnasa. Because Kriyas Yamsuf also, it says, Batika Talya Milso. The only way to get to Kriyas Yamsuf, we need to get to the highest level of connection to Hashem. As we know, in Kriyas Yamsuf, Rosa Shivcho Alayam, Mashalora Yecheskel Maiser Markovo. And Kriyas Yamsuf was a revelation from the highest place in the world. That's where Parnasa comes as well. And as the Gemara tells us in Moed Katon, children, life, and mezoinis, la b'schus utalim, it's not a schus, ela b'mazlo. Mazlo is the mazal elyon, is the highest place where things come from to the world. That's a comparison of Kriyas Yamsuf to mezoinis that all come from such a high place. So to connecting all this together with the Ben Yoyada, so the idea is, if someone really wants to connect at such a high level, he needs to be in the level of Amun and Bitocha in such a high place. So that's why it's kosher. It was kosher to do Kriyas Yamsuf because Am Yisrael were lacking the Emunah. And the Parnasa person doesn't have that tremendous Emunah. So it's very hard, so to speak, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give it to us, to bring us to that high level when a person doesn't belong there. So according to that, we can understand that's what happened with Adam HaRishon. When Adam HaRishon, before the Chait, the world was a much higher place, and Adam was in a higher place. So he was connected to the highest of high. Obviously, the Parnasa was easy, because if Parnasa needs to do with the highest place of Gilui Hashem, before the Chait, that's where Adam was. It was very easy. But once he did the Chait, then the world went down. And now in Adam is very low. And Rosh Bogu tells him, the Adama is going to bring out these thorns. He thought to himself, that means what? My parnasa is not coming from the highest place possible anymore. My parnasa is going to be exactly like an animal. The same way an animal has the parnasa as part of the world, an animal does not have to connect the highest place of Gilui Hashem. So I am in the same place. Kreitz Adarda is coming from the Adama. I'm just part of this lower world that I am. That's why Zol Gwein of the most. That's why he was crying. So Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, no, you should know that your pranos is not coming easy. You're going to have to toil, work very hard, meaning work very hard in order to achieve, to get to that high level of Gilui Hashem in the highest place. That's where your pranos is coming. Then Nochadaitoi. Before the chait, it wasn't a problem, because before the chait, he didn't need to get to reach so high. It wasn't so difficult to reach so high. He was living in that high place. But after the chait, now the Adam is saying, I need to get to the higher level of connection to Hashem in order for me to really achieve and justify my parnasa. This is really the concept, the parnasa, the reason why it's so difficult. And the reason is compared to Kriyas HaSuf, is because of the high level of parnasa represents. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.